The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So a moose walks into a parking garage.
Okay.
I'll tell you how that goes. That's my tease for my story.
I like
really
it.
Good. I want to know more.
Yeah, you will in a minute. Just relax.
Thank you. Okay.
I have a very rare and elusive stories for stupid stories of an actual successful crime.
Oh my God, I can't wait. This never happened.
Well, he still managed to screw it up.
Okay, we're back to one.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A thief in France. Francais.
Oh, je ne sais pas.
Okay, by the way, that's Tori sitting in for Aaron, and I don't know what that was.
I've been asked to leave.
Are you constipated?
No, je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas as well.
I don't know. So I need a cigarette.
Je t'aime. Doesn't that mean I love you?
I love you. Je t'aime.
Je t'aime.
That's all you know.
That's all I know. Yeah. And I know to be snooty and slap you in the face with a glove.
I know buffet, too.
You...
Oh my gosh. Buffet! Okay.
Buffet!
Buffet!
There was a thief in France. He broke into a home.
Oh, he broke
in. Stole a couple of things. He stole a computer, an iPad, and the biggest one of all, a TV.
Let's go!
He made off with it.
Let's
success!
Go!
Success!
Scot free. He got away.
He stole all of them and got away. The only problem was he decided he wanted to steal some more. He had forgotten the TV remote.
Oh,
just buy a universal remote, bro.
I know. So
yeah. Get up and change the channel yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know the TVs work like that.
Oh, you're
right. Tori. You're ancient.
1955.
They don't have the knob on the side anymore.
Well, he didn't know how it worked either, so he went back to the house. I got to find that remote.
No.
I got to get back in there.
To the same house.
It's somewhere,
go find a TV of the same model in a different house
and
steal their remote. Just keep going. Do you have a Vizio TV? Can I have the remote?
Right.
Can you say
homeowners probably don't even know where the remote is.
Right.
Okay.
He works remotely. Continue. Sorry, I ruined it.
Did she really just do that?
Yeah,
so
she did.
Did she really just torpedo? Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to understand, Tori. Only T-Hack torpedoes the show.
I'm so sorry.
At that ridiculous level.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're welcome to it. Have at it.
He went back and he got caught.
Oh,
he did? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the popo got him.
Yeah. They weren't remotely impressed.
Oh, and that, you know what makes it even worse? You stole his joke.
I feel bad. The pun, I pun stole.
Yeah.
I'm on the fly. I can pivot. Whatever I need.
I can pivot.
My story is also not from Florida, but it is from Sweden.
With a Swede?
Sweden.
IKEA.
Meatball.
I want to do the, what's the Muppet guy?
He was the chef, right?
Yeah, he was the chef. Can I tangent the show even more than it already
is? Absolutely.
So the Swedish chef, if you remember him, it's a puppet. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert to all the kids out there. Okay. It's a puppet, but he had two hands and they were real hands.
They had
a real guy's hands. So then that's two guys running that.
Oh, right? Is that right?
Because he had two real hands.
Oh, wow.
So somebody had to be like, hand up the butt,
and then
somebody else was his hands.
Wow. I think Beaker was that way too.
Beaker had two real hands.
That's my favorite.
I think Big Bird had like three people in there.
No, I think it was just.
Yeah,
his
like Jim Henson
head.
Was doing like three head. Looking at a monitor.
Huh. All right. Well, we don't have time for my story from Sweden. It goes like this: a moose walked into a parking garage and decided to walk all over expensive BMWs. The company director was in the process of storing his boat inside a garage when he heard loud noises and a moose humping BMWs. He was stunned to find a moose seeming to enjoy itself. He stomped three different BMWs into tiny little chunks.
Hey, wow.
Can anybody make a moose sound? What does a moose sound like?
Actually, I can. Listeners, you can't see this, but I'm putting both fists to my mouth.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to really project from my diaphragm.
Okay. Okay. Those?
It's my career.
That was the end of Tori's career and all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.